You are not an ordinary person. We are the outshining of God's glory. Don't let any circumstance have enough power to bother you. The Father has nowhere to stay than inside you and cannot express himself unless through your body. So your body becomes his body. That is why the Bible says we are the body of Christ. Shout it. Say, I'm a doer of the word. I'm a world shaker. I live by the word. I'm born by the word. We are here to produce heaven on this earth. I produce heaven on earth. Zadiva Kasi. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. That's why I say, don't give up. Hey! Moko se kipara buka du se tibaha. Zabu, rebege de bezia. Vege, yakusa tiparos kipara katara. Ah, do like 10 water into one.
This is Minister Prince on the newness of spirit 2.
Lift up your hands. Say, the word of God is God speaking to me. Say, the word of God is God speaking to me. Say, I am who Christ is.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do.
I'm seated where Christ is seated.
Say, I am who Christ is.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do.
And I'm seated where Christ is seated.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can we please be seated? Now, shall we please open our Bibles to Romans chapter 1, verse 9. Zivada kasheke rebeleko satalabaya. Romans chapter 1 verse 9. In Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26.
I'm reading from the King James Version. For God is my witness.
For God is my witness.
Whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son.
For God is my witness. Obed, finish it.
For God is my witness. Whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. That without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers.
Verse 9 is enough. I'm not going to. It says that, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. That was Paul writing to the Romans. He says, God is my witness. He says, God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. Are we all here? If you are here, let's shout a big hallelujah. It says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. Paul said, God is his witness, whom he serves. So he was saying that he serves God with his spirit. In other words, Paul was relating with God by his spirit. He lived by his spirit. Paul the apostle lived by his spirit. We are continuing our series on the newness of spirit. And then he says that, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. So Paul was serving God with his spirit. Not just with his mind or with his body, but with his spirit. In other words, Paul was living from the inside. See, the Christian life begins from the inside. That is why when you are born again, it is not your body that is born again, it is your spirit that is born again. Praise God. So he says that God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. So, what do? We also serve God with our spirit. Praise God. We serve God from the inside. We serve God from our spirit. so that we rule or reign in life from our spirit. The activities of life comes from our spirit. See, when you are born again, your activities are supposed to originate from your spirit. Praise God. You're supposed to live by your spirit. Look at someone, tell the person, you are supposed to live by your spirit. Shout and say, you are supposed to live by your spirit. You serve God by your spirit. Or you serve God with your spirit. So we relate with God from our spirits. Praise God. Praise God. It is important that we become spirit conscious. And it's important that we understand the superiority of our spirits as Christians. What has happened to our spirits? Because a lot of us just live from our outward perspective. Praise God. But then Paul said that he served God with his spirit. He served God with his spirit. He served God with his spirit. So to him, Christianity was not do's and don'ts. Christianity was not just going to church and coming out of church and doing whatever he wanted to do. No. He was a Christian who served God with his spirit. Now ask somebody, do you serve God with your spirit? It's important that we understand where we are coming from. It's important that we understand the superiority of our spirits. When we understand the superiority of our spirit, we will live by our spirit. Then we will serve God with our spirits. We relate with the Holy Ghost with our spirits. He says, who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him? And he says, but we have the mind of Christ. That mind of Christ is with the Holy Ghost in our spirits. So we assess the mind of God or the mind of Christ, which is inside of us, from our spirits. Shout hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost shows you things, he shows you things from your spirit. He shows your spirit things. Somebody said, I was moving, I saw an inscription on the car, and I felt that God was speaking to me. That's wrong. When the Holy Ghost guides you or teaches you, he teaches you where? In your spirit. So you can receive the teachings of the Holy Ghost from your spirit, from your inside. Praise God. And go to Ezekiel 36, 26. Let me start from that place. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Now we'll read.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Mm-hmm. A new heart also will I give you. Mm-hmm. And a new spirit will I put within you. Mm-hmm. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. Mm-hmm. And I will give you an heart of flesh.
He says, a new heart will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. A new spirit will I do what? Put within you. Now, I said it last week here that the spirit that was created, or the spirit that was in Adam, was lesser in species, in kind, than the spirit that is in us. The human spirit of Adam was lesser. When Adam fell, he had identified himself with the devil. Now, by the resurrection, a new spirit was created. And I said that Ezekiel was prophesying about this new spirit that was created. It means that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the creation of a new spirit, or a new species of spirit. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the creation of a new species of spirit. A new kind of spirit. The spirit of man, your spirit. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the creation of a new spirit. So, Ezekiel was saying that a new spirit will I put within you. He was prophesying. Talking about what will happen after the resurrection. That by the resurrection, a new spirit will he put within us. In other words, when we get born again, or after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, anyone who believes in Christ Jesus receives a new spirit. In other words, God puts a new spirit into that person. That new spirit is of the kind of Jesus Christ. So, the spirit that arose from the dead, the human spirit of Jesus, that was raised from the dead, That kind is the kind that we have inside us. It's the new spirit that Ezekiel was talking about. Praise God. And God has put a new spirit within us. And has put the Holy Ghost also within us. When you continue, say that, and my spirit will also put within you. So, he has also put the Holy Ghost within you. Now, Paul is telling us that he serves God with his spirit. Why? Because Paul had an understanding that by reason of his birth, or by reason of the new birth, he has received a new kind of spirit. Praise God. He has received a new kind of spirit. A new species. A resurrected species of spirit. Then I said that that spirit is superior because that spirit was raised after the devil has been defeated. After death, sin, sickness had been dealt with. Because of that, the spirit that you have within you, which is your spirit, your human spirit right now, is superior in kind and in species. And it is that spirit that God was talking about, that a new spirit will I put within you. Now, Paul comes to Romans chapter 1 verse 9 to tell us that he serves God with this spirit. Praise God. So, we talk about Apostle Paul. We talk about the great things that he did. The Bible says God's wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Yet, Paul says that he served God with his spirit. He served God from his inward man, from his spirit. Why? Because that spirit was the same kind that was raised from the dead. In other words, that is human spirit that was within him had been raised from the dead. Praise God. And so he could rule over things by his spirit. And related with God with his spirit. Not with his mind. Why? Because God is spirit. Then Paul says that if our earthly house be dissolved, we have a building from above. Now, when he says earthly house, he's talking about the body. In other words, in this particular scripture, Paul begins to describe the body as a house. What is in the house is the spirit. So he says, if our earthly house be dissolved, we have a building from above. The earthly house, the King James says, an earthly tabernacle. Why is he calling it a tabernacle? It's a tabernacle because there is someone in the tabernacle. He calls it a building. In every building, somebody dwells in the building. Or somebody lives in the building. So, you live in the building. And the building is this body. And your new spirit, you, live. So, when you get born again, you live in a building. Praise God. Or, you live in this tabernacle. And this building is your body. But you are the occupant of the body. You are the one occupying this building. You are the spirit. Or you are a new spirit. You are superior by your spirit. You can't feel inferior. Look at someone, tell the person, you can't feel inferior. Because you are superior in kind. See, it's important that we understand. Because many Christians think that they are just a body. Praise God. So we spend all our time developing our body, our muscles, all sort of things. Why? Our body. We are just centered or concerned about our body. But we don't seem to be concerned about our spirit. But then Paul is saying here that the body is a building. But there is somebody living in the body or in that building. And that person is the new spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you here? Are you following? So if our earthly building be destroyed or be dissolved, we have a building from above. So somebody lives in that building. Now that the person who lives in that body is that building is you. And you living in that body, the you is a new spirit after the image of Christ. After the kind of Christ. Why is it very important? Because God wants you to live from your spirit. He has given you a building. But then you are living in that building. Shout amen. Amen. You see, God is a spirit. He says, go to John chapter 4 before we come back. Koshi Atiliva Kashaka. John 4:24. Quickly.
John chapter 4, verse 24.
Mm-hmm. Start with verse 23.
I'm reading from verse 23. Mm-hmm. But the hour cometh, mm-hmm. and now is, mm-hmm. when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
When the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Father seeketh those who worship him in spirit and in truth. He says, for the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Shall worship the Father in spirit. The hour cometh. This was what Jesus was telling the woman. Because the woman did not understand what Jesus said, give me water to drink. He said, if you know who is asking you for this water, you will ask him to give you living waters. Then the woman said, give me some of these living waters. Then he began to explain to her. Jesus was explaining what was going to happen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he said, the hour cometh and now is. So we are now in that hour. When the true worshippers shall not worship the Father by their outward appearances, but they shall worship the Father in spirit. Why? Because Jesus knew that the Jews were worshipping by their outward appearance, by the various washings. Praise God. So he said that the two worshippers will worship by their spirit. They worship with their spirit. They will serve God, relate with God by their spirit. They will live and do things by their spirit. Because Jesus understood the superiority of his spirit. Praise God. But you see, God is spirit. And God does things because he is spirit. So God does what he does because he is spirit. By making us a new spirit, he's giving us that opportunity to do things the way he does things. So that there is no hindrance. Praise God. So, he was making something of his kind with the same potency. Praise God. Why? Because God is spirit. Then we are spirits. Our spirit is of the kind of God. So, your spirit is of the kind of God. See, hallelujah. Are you following? And that spirit is in this tabernacle. And this tabernacle is the body, which Paul was talking about. So, Paul was drawing the attention of the church to their spirit. Because, you see, in Christianity or in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, we've been made of the kind of God. See, hallelujah. In Christianity, see, we are not trying to touch God. No. We are not trying to convince God. We have been made of the kind of God by the resurrection. And that has happened to our spirit. So that the potentials of God as a spirit being, or the potency of God as spirit, is the same potential and potency of our spirit. Are you following? See, you can't understand this until you understand that you are a spirit. You are not just a spirit after Adam, but you are a spirit after the second Adam. Until you understand that. Why? Because when you get to understand, when you begin to understand that you are a spirit of the kind of Christ, your spirit of the kind of God. See, God is spirit. You are spirit. This, oh Jesus. This is God. God is spirit. over the spirit. Now, God, through Christ Jesus, made the spirit that Obed is of the kind that today he is. You understand? And that spirit now is in this body called a tabernacle. So the real you is in a tabernacle. The real you is not your body. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the real you is after the kind of Christ. It is superior because it was created by the resurrection. So when he was saying God is spirit, and the true worshippers who worship the Father in spirit and in truth, he knew that God was spirit, and all of us who believe in Christ Jesus, our spirit will be made of the kind of God. So that the same power that God has as a spirit, that same power or potentials we will have as a spirit. So that if God goes to rest, we can rule as God. Shout amen.
Amen.
See, that is why the Bible says that Jesus, even when he was walking on this earth before resurrection, his kind was different. The Bible says one day he said, "Quiet, be still." And there was a great calm. And the people say, "What manner of man is this?" See, oh, hallelujah. We are not people looking for things from God. We are people called to manifest the things of God. It's very important. See, Christianity is some way. And many Christians, that is why we are plenty in church, but no impact. But I'm telling you, watching this conference is coming up with an impact. Why? Because we are not people who just want to get things from God. We are people who have been called of the kind of God to manifest the things of God. Our role on this earth is to manifest what we have already received or what we have already been made by the resurrection. That's why when I was teaching about the dual creation, it was so important to me that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a creation. So that the kind of species that we are is of God. It's of the kind of species that God is. And he created it in Christ Jesus by the resurrection. Praise God. Praise God. So that Jesus took authority over things. And Jesus manifested things. Praise God. So we are not sometimes, you see, the church portrays us as we are Peter waiting for Jesus Christ to speak only. Then sometimes we say, "Oh, speak the word only." So we are being portrayed as people who are trying to receive from Jesus Christ. So that Jesus Christ is apart from us and then he's coming to speak a word into our life. That's just wrong. That's just wrong. Sometimes we portray the church as people who are looking for something from Jesus Christ, like Peter was looking for something from Jesus Christ. Do you understand? So, Peter was looking for something from Jesus Christ, and Jesus spake the word, "At thy word," and Peter went and caught the fishes. So, we portray ourselves as the Peter, not as the Jesus Christ. We portray ourselves as the Peter, not as the Jesus Christ. But then he wants us to portray ourselves as the Jesus Christ. He wants us to look at, that's why we say Christ Jesus is the mirror of the Christian. That is why it says, "For as he is, so are we in this world." It's not a term. It's a reality. It's not a jargon. It says, "For as he is, so are we now." We didn't say that we are as he is. He said we are as he is. And the word of God is God speaking to us. And God says, or John says, by revelation, that as he is, 1 John 4:17, so are we in this world now. So what is he expecting from us? He's expecting us to walk as he walked and live as he lives. So when we look into the mirror, which is the word of God, and look and see the mirror, who is Christ Jesus, and what he did. Oh, bashakala hasa. And we look at what he did and how he did it. Then as we grow in knowledge, we come to know what we should do. Shout amen. Amen. So we are not people looking for things. God do. Oh God. No. We are people born to manifest things. We manifest the things which are inside us. We manifest ourselves. When we manifest ourselves, we manifested God. Why? Because he has made our spirit of his kind. It's not about, you see, that's why I said that it's important that you pray for understanding. See, when you understand things, you attach spiritual meanings to what the Holy Ghost is doing. You can't attach meaning to what God is doing until you have understanding. When God told them, he said, march around the walls of Jericho 7 times to fall down. You need an understanding to attach meaning to what the Spirit of God was telling them to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, Shamakosi Talahaya.
So your spirit, be spirit conscious. Get to know by this revelation and wisdom or insight that I'm giving to you, that your spirit is of the kind of God. God is spirit. You are spirit. Serve God with your spirit. For the true worshippers, don't go to church to make noise. They go to church with an understanding of their spirit. To worship God with their spirit. To worship God with their spirit. In truth. To worship God with their spirit. And Paul said he served God with his spirit. So one day the Bible says that Paul was going to preach and there was this damsel who was making noise. These are the servants of God. And it was from the devil. It was a demonic thing. And Paul looked at the little girl and said, come out of her. And she was free. Why? He was coming from his spirit. Not from his mind. Not from his body. He knew the superiority of his spirit over the devil. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
One day he was going to preach to someone who was highly esteemed in the society. As he was preaching, there was this guy who was with the man who was highly esteemed and would not allow Paul to preach and was confusing the man. Paul looked, the Bible says that Paul looked eyeball to eyeball at the man and said, you shall be blind for a season. And the Bible says, the book of Acts, the Bible says that the man was blind. That moment, the man was blind. Why? He was coming from his spirit. He understood what he was made of from the inside.
Oh, hallelujah.
When he was talking about his outward things, he was talking about, he says, I'm a Hebrew of Hebrew. I'm a Pharisee. I'm this. I'm that.
Open to Philippians chapter 3, verse 3.
I'm talking about living from your spirit. Having an understanding of the potencies, the powers. Not the power of the Holy Ghost. What you have been made in your spirit. What you have been made. Or what your spirit has been made. And how spiritual your spirit is. We can't be ordinary. Say, I can't be ordinary. Says, for we are the circumcision. Now start from there, the beginning.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Going. Amen.
Amen.
Finally, mm-hmm. my brethren, mm-hmm. rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous.
See, it says to write the same things to you. Sometimes you must even come and teach what you've taught again. You are writing the same things to you. Praise God.
Okay, continue.
To write the same things to you, to me, is not grievous.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, it is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of evil workers.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of the circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
For we are the circumcision.
For we are the circumcision.
Mm-hmm. Which worship God in the spirit.
Which worship God in the spirit.
Mm-hmm. And rejoice in Christ Jesus.
And rejoice in Christ Jesus.
And have no confidence in the flesh.
Oh, wait. For we are the circumcision, which worship God with our spirit, or which worship God in spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus. He's talking about two things. One, his spirit. Two, in Christ Jesus. He said that, for we are the circumcision, which worship God where? In the spirit. We worship God where? We worship God where?
It says, for we walk by faith and not by sight.
We worship God in our spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. We are not rejoicing because everything is set good for us. No. We are rejoicing in Christ Jesus.
Oh, yeah. This is powerful.
Rejoice in Christ Jesus, and says, and have no confidence in the flesh. Then he says, if somebody is supposed to have confidence in the flesh, Paul, he said, if somebody was supposed to have confidence in the flesh, and then you see, his confidence in the flesh was what he was telling us. His confidence in the flesh. He was supposed to boast about the flesh, what he had naturally, physically. He would just say, oh, I am this. That's what he's saying. Robert, continue.
Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he had whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee.
A Pharisee. He was like a lawyer. He knew the law so much that he could just sit down and begin to quote it. Praise God. Continue.
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.
Blameless.
But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
Acknowledging this truth is very important. It's powerful. It's powerful. But then it says, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. And we do not have confidence in the flesh. We rejoice in Christ Jesus. And we do not have confidence. So that if you were supposed to have confidence in the flesh, he was always say, oh, I'm a Hebrew, like he was saying, a Hebrew of Hebrew, I'm a Pharisee, I'm this, I'm that, in the flesh. But he says that all these things are counted but done. I don't have confidence in the flesh, I have confidence in my spirit. Because that confidence in the flesh cannot cast out demons. And Paul was casting out demons. And the Bible says Paul was healing the sick. And one day he was preaching. And in the course of preaching, he taught, he was teaching. He taught and taught and taught and taught, and somebody slept, and the person fell down and died. Said apostles can talk. He taught and taught and taught, and somebody fell down. The Bible says when he went, he just laid on the person. And the person woke up. And went to continue preaching. Paul, he says that he is the one who is saying that he is the circumcision. Who worships God where? In spirit. He doesn't worship God in his flesh. If it was just confidence, oh, I'm the Hebrew of Hebrew, I'm this and this and this, the guy would have died and they would have gone to bury him. But he knew who he was from the inside. See, there is who, I always say that there is who you are, people say you are, and who you think you are from the outside. And there is who you are from your spirit. As a result of your birth, your new birth in Christ Jesus. When you give much confidence to who you are from your spirit, then you cannot live that way. Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm telling you that you are of the kind of God by your spirit, or in your spirit, or you. When I say you, I'm talking even about your spirit. Shout amen. Hallelujah. Then it says, and we rejoice in Christ Jesus. Go to Ephesians 2 verse 10. Let me add the two right now. Comparing scripture to scripture. Comparing scripture to scripture. Zevi kashakalo hosi talamako shokoros kataya. Mikusati livu kushakuraboko sindi libakashaka. Meko Ravaka. Livoku Shaka Bahaya. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
Ephesians chapter 2,
verse 10.
For we are his workmanship.
See, so apart from your spirit, when we take your spirit, it's of the kind of God. We are saying that it is after the resurrection, so it is superior. So you are superior to death. You are superior to sickness. You are superior to sin. Why? Because you came out after all those things had been defeated. Think about it. Then now Paul is telling us today that if that is the case, then we should do what? Live from our spirit. Worship God by our spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now let's continue.
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. Mm-hmm. For we are his workmanship, mm-hmm, created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
For we are his workmanship. Oh, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout glory.
Glory.
He says that, for we are his workmanship. Have you seen a sculpture before? Sculpture. You have seen a sculpture. Lift up your right hand. Let me see. Now, a sculpture is someone's workmanship. This is powerful, man. He says we are his workmanship. At the point in time, he tells us we are his workman. We are workmen. The two in one. But then he says that, for we are his workman. When he says his workman, he's talking about somebody's skill or somebody's piece of art. Praise God. He says, for we are God's workmanship. He says, for we are God's workmanship. We are his skill of art or his piece of art. We are what he has made. Shout amen.
Amen.
We are a we are a showroom or a showcase. Masterpiece. Showroom or showcase. We showcase what God can make. See, what are the things that you see? The best and all the things that God created doesn't really show what God can make. Paul had a mentality and understanding. He was speaking like this, but he was trying to tell us that we show what God can make. We are what God can make. We are what God can. That is why he says, for we are his workmanship. Then he says, created. Created. So we show what God can make. We show God's skill. We are God's skill. We are God's piece of art. What he can create. See, all the things that you see, all that God created, doesn't in fully show what God can create. We are the ones who can fully show. So he says, for we are his workmanship. We are God's workmanship. See, when you go to those people who make sculpture, the sculpture they make define them. Are you listening? See, why do you call somebody a carpenter? Because of his skill. The skill defines him. He may be called Obed, but then people don't call him Obed. They call him Kapi, carpenter. Kapi. Why? Because what he does defines him. What he does shows what he can do. Shows what he can create. What he does shows his capabilities, his skill, his works of art. What the carpenter does shows his works of art. We show God's work of art. Now, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. So, we've talked about your spirit. But then, your spirit also is in Christ Jesus. Paul says that And you worship God, we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. Even though by the resurrection we've been made superior, we are also in Christ Jesus. And we rejoice in Christ Jesus. We rejoice in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. So, your spirit has been created by the resurrection. But then your spirit, which is superior, is also in Christ. That is double dose. Your spirit is in Christ. And we've explained that. When we say your spirit is in Christ, it means that the spirit of Christ, the Holy Ghost, is in your spirit. And you are in the Holy Ghost. So, after the truth that you are superior by the resurrection, there is more also to that. Your spirit is also in the Holy Ghost. Who is the spirit of Christ? Who is Christ Jesus? So your spirit right now is in Christ Jesus. Do you know what that means? Who is Christ Jesus? Who is Christ Jesus? And then he says that your spirit is also in Christ Jesus. So Paul says that he worships God by his spirit and rejoices in Christ. Now he comes to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 and tells us that for we are God's workmanship. Our spirit is the art of God in Christ Jesus. Who is Christ Jesus? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. It's powerful. It's powerful. So, you see, listen. You can live your life as you conscious or conscious of yourself, you. And you can live your life with a consciousness of you in Christ. Hallelujah. So, you can live your life or walk on this earth or deal with issues as you. Then you can deal with issues as you in Christ. But see, God wants us to deal with issues as you in Christ, not as you. So that we become Christ conscious. We become us in Christ conscious. We become conscious of the truth that we are in Christ. Our spirit is superior and is also in Christ Jesus. Shout amen. Shout amen. Amen. So it's very important. See, when you begin to deal with issues as you, then you see a lot of limitations. That is why some people say that we are struggling with the devil. Some say we are struggling with sin. See, because you are living as you, so you see yourself struggling. So, when you say, for instance, when you say, oh, I'm struggling with this sickness, or this is my sickness, that one is too big. Or when you say that, oh, you see, my father died of this sickness, my mother died of this sickness. Or when you begin to handle generational curse, it is because you are tracing your life after the flesh. You say there's a curse on your mother, there's a curse on you, there's a curse on your grandfather. You are tracing. Why are you tracing that? You are tracing that because you are seeing yourself. And you are tasting that because you are seeing, you are rejoicing after the flesh. You are living after, you are seeing things after the flesh. That is why you can trace a generational curse. But see, when you begin to see things after the spirit, you wouldn't trace the generational curse because the generation of your spirit is Christ Jesus in God. That's why he says, for ye are dead. Then say, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. This, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ. He was tracing his genes to Christ. He was saying that his generation is a generation of Christ. He's not, oh, Kalama Shaka. See, so that when you understand this and you trace your spirit or you trace your generation after your spirit, any curse in the family will not come to you to go to all the others who are not born again. Any curse in your family never comes to you. They all go to the people who are not born again. Because the people in families, all of them are drunkards. You are born again. You are in Christ. Oh, shout hallelujah. So, you are in Christ. You trace your genes after Christ. That is why I say that when you begin to deal with issues as you, then you see only your family. When you begin to see yourself as you in Christ, you see Christ. Did you get that? You see Christ. When you begin to deal with the devil as you, you become scared. You begin to say, oh, I'm struggling with the devil. I'm struggling with the devil. I'm struggling with this sin. He says, sin shall not have dominion over you. Why is he saying that? He's saying that because of how you've been made in Christ. So you are not struggling with. You are ruling over. You are not struggling with. You are reigning. For they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the God kind of life. He says we are partakers of the God kind. We are not partakers of the mankind. If you are partaker of the mankind, that is when you begin to trace genealogies. Generational things. Oh, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So you are a participator of Christ. Your spirit and Christ are one. So he says that you have been created in Christ Jesus. You see, when you listen to most of the teachers who talk about generational curse, they trace themselves to their family and they look much about themselves. See, they don't look at Christ. But he says, you are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. So your spirit is superior. We'll talk about that one. Then your spirit is created in Christ Jesus. See, there's a difference between the one who was created by God and the one who is created in Christ by God. Shout hallelujah. So, there's a difference between the one who was created by God and the one who is created in Christ by God. He says, for we are we. He's talking about which people? Us. So he says, we are God's workmanship and we are created in Christ Jesus. So you see, that points us back to what we said last week. So that the one who is created of God or created by God is different from the one who is created in Christ by God. And that makes us more superior. And the reason why it's very important that we be created in Christ Jesus is because of what he calls good works. You know that even though we are superior, we can't produce good works unless we are in Christ.
Oh, Shabahasa.
Shout hallelujah. See, the one who is created of God, sometimes we say, oh, God created us. That is why before I said that, being able to attach spiritual meaning to what you are saying is very important. So now we say, oh, God created us. And I've heard a lot of people say it, most of you even say it. But God created us. God created us in Christ Jesus. When you just say God created you, you still don't understand what you are saying. When you say, oh, God created me, it is partial. It's a partial truth. Why? When you say God created you, it's a partial truth. When he says God created you in Christ Jesus, is the full truth. Because he says we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. So, right now, your spirit is in Christ. Now, we've said it earlier on, that when we say that your spirit is in Christ, it means that your spirit is in the Holy Ghost. Because the spirit of a person is the person. So, your spirit is in Christ Jesus. Shout amen.
Amen.
Christ Jesus is the fullness of God. It's very important. Listen, I said it's very important. Don't just say God created you. Say God created you in Christ Jesus. Because that consciousness has a way of helping you to produce what is called good works. That's why it says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Created where? In Christ Jesus where? Unto good works. And we've said it over and over that Christ Jesus, the Holy Ghost, is in your spirit. Your spirit is in the Holy Ghost. Where the Holy Ghost is, Christ is. Because the Holy Ghost is the spirit of Christ. And the spirit of a person is that person. So your spirit is in Christ. He says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. Kaya Moshe Kahaya. It means that when God created us in Christ Jesus, he created us unto works. There is a purpose for which he created us in Christ. That purpose is what he calls good works. Good works means the works of God. That's why when I was teaching, I said that when we say you are superior in your spirit, I was saying that you are of kind. Your spirit is of the kind of God. Because you've been created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You see, Christ Jesus, who is also the Holy Ghost. Listen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who is also the Holy Ghost is also the fullness of God. That's why Colossians 2 says that in him dwelleth all the fullness of God bodily. Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 to 10. And it says, and we are complete in him. We are in Christ and we are complete. We are full. So, Christ is the fullness of God. Christ is the fullness of all things. Christ is the riches of God's glory. Hallelujah. So, it says, we are in Christ Jesus. Created unto good works. So, we are God's masterpiece. God's art. He has created us in Christ for a purpose. And that purpose is what he calls good works. So we are not we. When you get born again, you are not just to walk on this earth and do all kinds of things. No. You are to walk on this earth to produce what is called good works. That is the purpose. That is why the Bible says in the book of Revelation that our works will follow us to heaven. Their works do follow them. Your works will follow you. That works is called good works. It also means the works of God. Jesus said, the works that I do, shall you do also. Who was talking? Have you heard that before? Are you here? Have you heard that before? Who was talking? He said, the works that what? Shall who do? Why? Why? Because we are going to be created in him. So he was going to produce the same works through us. Or we were going to produce his works through him. In him. So somebody produces works. Now you are in that person who produces works. What is going to happen? What is going to happen is that he is going to produce that same works through you. Or you are going to produce that same works through him. Because you and him are in unison. So he says, we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. The works that I do shall you do, and greater works than these shall you do. Why? Because you are going to be in me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing? If you are hearing, shout a big glory.
Glory.
Now listen. It says created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. What is this? What am I holding? A microphone. Why has the microphone been created or been made? To amplify someone's voice. So the purpose for the microphone is to amplify voice. Come on. That means that if it says that we've been created in Christ Jesus unto good works, the purpose for our being on this earth is good works. So the purpose of Jesus Christ when he was walking on this earth was good works. What did Jesus do? He did good works. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. He says, who went about doing good? So he met the sick. Good works. He met Peter who had toiled all the night. Good works. He met Lazarus who was dead. Good works. The works he was doing. We are now in Christ Jesus. He says, we've been created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Good works means miraculous works of God. Or miraculous works of power. We are empowered by the truth that we are in Christ to produce certain works. Shout amen.
Amen.
So good works are works of power. They are works of miracles. So miracles are not what people are chasing. Say miracles are not what Christians are chasing. Say miracles are not what Christians are chasing. Do you know why I'm saying that? Because many people say that some people go to church because of miracles. They go to church because of miracles. They say that they are Christians. They say that out of ignorance. There are many even pastors who say that. You go to church because of miracles. They are ignorant. Ignorant leaders raising ignorant sheep. Why? Because it says that they say that they are chasing miracles. Because they don't know what they are doing. Some say that let's enter into evangelism. Let's enter into evangelism. All these miracle workers, they don't know what they are talking about. That's not what the Bible says. When Jesus arose from the dead and said that, go and testify about me. He said, wait, don't go. Tarry in Jerusalem. He was telling the disciples, tarry in Jerusalem. And to be endued with power. What was the purpose for the power? To go and talk. To go and show that Jesus is alive. So when you say just go and evangelize, go and, those people you win by just talking, they never stay. They don't have a conviction. You have not proven to them that Jesus is alive. That's why the Bible says that when Philip went, he turned the whole place upside down. When the people saw the lame walking, they said, yeah, it's true. This Jesus is alive. You don't tell somebody Jesus is alive. You prove to him Jesus is alive. It is the works that will make people believe that God is real. Jesus is real. It's not a story. We have not believed cunningly devised fables. We are eyewitnesses of the majesty of Jesus Christ. Shout amen.
Amen.
So when people say that we are chasing miracles, some people are chasing miracles, they don't know what they are talking about. Miracle is the life of the Christian. The reason why people chase miracles is because it is the life of the Christian. It says we've been called to miraculous works of God. You can read from Genesis to Revelation, you never see God do anything ordinary. It has never happened anywhere. When he was taking the Israelites out of Egypt, he said, if he takes them here, they will fight. He could have allowed them to go and then fought with the people and conquered the people and gone. But he still wanted to prove that he was God. So the Bible says he took them through the wilderness, by the way of the wilderness. When they reached where the Red Sea is, he parted the Red Sea. He said, see, I am God. God shows himself. He says we should show him because we are in him. So when people say that people are chasing miracles and miracles, these people doing miracles, they don't teach anything, they do miracles. When the church enters into maturity, we won't teach. You will demonstrate. By the demonstration, you will know. When the church reaches maturity, we won't teach. There's no reason for talking. Shout amen.
Amen.
Because what we will say, we will show it. When you go to the hospital and they are doing scans, they give you see it like this. Say, hey. Even if it is a lie, you say it's true. Why? Because they show you, what do you call it? The scan. Shout amen.
Amen.
So, We have been called unto what is called miraculous works of God. The reason why we've been called is because he has given us what it takes to do it. He knows that we have been created in him. Shout amen.
Amen.
What he told the people, he said, wait, tarry in Jerusalem. After that, he said that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost will come, then you shall be witnesses. Jesus was sending them to be witness. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes. Don't go. You mean Jesus was... In other words, Jesus didn't want anybody to go and talk. He wanted them to go and prove. So he said, wait. You are going to be witness. Don't go and talk. You wait for the power to come. Then when the power comes, then you shall be witness. The witness he's talking about is talking. It's demonstrating. Proof produces. He says, we've been called unto works. Whether you believe it or you don't believe it, you've been created in Christ Jesus unto works. He calls the works good works. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this thing about somebody going to a man of God doing miracles, now we've left evangelism, we don't do evangelism. All those things are nonsense. It's true. Because we have been called unto works. It is by those works that men will know that we are different. We can all be working like this. See. Look at me. We can all be working in the bank. Amen. We can all be medical doctors. This one is a medical doctor. This one is a medical doctor. As we begin to diagnose people and say this and say that and say that, the one of us shows up. There's an issue nobody can solve. He comes and says, oh, this is not an issue. Lays hands on the person and the person gets healed there. By that laying hands, they will know that there is a difference between this doctor and this doctor. They will say, this one is a Christian. This one just goes to church. Shout amen.
Amen.
So the difference is clear by works. The difference is what? It's clear by works. It is by, you see, even when you're a student, you can strike a difference between you and your fellow students by works. It's not just saying I'm a Christian or I'm holding your Bible and going to church every day. We've seen a lot of people like that. We've seen a lot. But the difference is the works that comes out. And the works is a sign that you understand who you are. Shout amen.
Amen.
So good works are important. He says, created unto good works, which God beforehand ordained. Say ordained.
Ordained.
Good works, which God beforehand ordained that we should walk in them. God beforehand ordained, has structured it. That is why he says that we are his workman, his skill, his art, piece of art. That is why he says that. Why? Because God had ordained or foreordained that he was going to create some kind of people in him who all they will do is good works. That's why he calls us workmanship. Yes, all we do is good works. He has ordained that we should walk in them. The actual translation is that we should occupy ourselves with them. So we are occupied. Instead of occupying ourselves with other things, we occupy ourselves doing good works. That's what he's telling us. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So works are important. Good works are important. Miraculous works of God are important. Why? Because we are in Christ. We are born of God. We prove that we are born of God by producing the works that God produces. That's what Jesus did. Paul imitated Christ. He says, now be imitators of me. So who are you imitating? You are imitating Christ. The Christ you are imitating did that. He saw water, he turned it to wine. He didn't say it was magic. You see the same thing, you say it is magic. So this one, there is no God, it's the devil. Which devil? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, when church folks, when they see miracles, they say it is the devil. This one is the devil doing good works. Then what are the pastors doing? Bad works. Somebody is healing the sick, you say he's the devil. It's an issue. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I've been called, I've been born unto good works. Say, I've been created unto good works.
I've been created
in Christ Jesus unto good works. And he says we should occupy ourselves doing them. Oh, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we don't just hear anything and move with it. No. We look for opportunities to cause changes. That's why it's important that when you are born again, you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, you are in trouble. You must be able to pray. Why? Because you charge up yourself. You charge up yourself. Your spirit is charged in God. The same way you plug your phone charger in a socket. That's how you charge. You plug your spirit in God. Charge your spirit in God. When you're fully charged, you don't see what they call demon. You only see how to talk to him. Why? That is why it's important that we do this thing. We pray in the Holy Ghost continually. Last week I said that you should pray 30 minutes every day. At least 30 minutes every day. Try it and see. One day you'll be at workplace, you say somebody has collapsed, you just go. You just stand up from your chair and go to where the person has collapsed. You show them that even though you are in the same place, you are different. Shout amen.
Amen.
So we have been created unto good works. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Which God says we should occupy ourselves in them. Shout hallelujah. So I occupy myself. And that is why it's important that the knowledge of Christ becomes your anchor. Very important. It's not just that, oh, God, you see, do this thing for me. And when you do this thing for me, your prayer life changes. You don't pray like, God, do this thing, God, do these things. You pray like somebody who is doing it. You pray in the Holy Ghost to do. Not God, do. God, do. God, open this door. You see, when you open this door, I'll give you a title of this. Ah! Once you say that, he says, Obed, you are my workmanship. You see, the word of God is God speaking to you. It's either you see that God is speaking to you by this scripture and begin to make changes. See, the word of God shows us the changes that has taken place in us. So begin to make changes, or you still keep doing, oh, I'm praying, God do this for me, God do this, when God do you do it? No. Imagine all of us here are doing good works. Do you know how many people we will gather outside the hotel? High demand. Shout hallelujah. So we've been called onto good works to occupy ourselves doing good works. And we've been created in Christ Jesus. So when you understand your spirit, you understand you in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus in you. You are in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is in you. You work to deal with issues as such. Your dealings with people are not just, Prince, I have come. You have a contract arrangement with somebody, you just go, Prince, I have come. You are not going as Prince. You are going as Prince in Christ. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is what I'm telling you. So that you see, you begin to strike a difference between you and somebody who doesn't know these things. Doesn't matter if the person goes to jail. Even if the person goes to jail and doesn't understand this thing, you rule over him. Because he doesn't understand them. So he lives like they know not. Neither do they understand. Jesus said that no one who walks in the day walks in darkness. Because he sees the light of the day. It's powerful. Shout powerful. Shall we please be upstanding? It's important. You want to see people in watching this conference doing good works. See, last week I said this thing. I think many people did not hear. Someone came for the conference. He used to come for the conference and he said that when he woke up, he had an attack on his leg. So he couldn't move his leg. His leg had become stiff. Then he remembered that I said something, that I had a hiccup. And then I said, come out. And the thing stopped. And then I said that is what people do when they die. So when he woke, he said that when he woke up with the attack, he did not remember any memory verse, no scripture. The only thing he remembered was what I said. And then laid his hand on his leg, prayed in the Holy Ghost for some time, and said, come out of this leg. Then all of a sudden the leg was okay. Now all the people around were looking at him. They didn't understand what he was. He said, when he woke up, his leg was stiff. Now he's okay. It's called what? Good works. We want to see what changes folks doing good works. Good works is not only healing. Shout hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Shabakole Hashaya. Lift up your voice. Shabakalaba Hasas. Shebele Kosidi di Bakashakora Bahasataya. Mikorahashti di Bakashaya. Kole Bashandalaba. Shaboroko Sendelebeko Shakaraba Sakaba. Mikoraboko Shandalaba. Livoko Shakiraboko Sakatalaba. Mantalaba Kashenke Belebesaya. Mikende Bakushakatalaboko Saya. Kole masundelebe kosaka bara kosaya. Zapalaba sindelebe kosaya. Mekorobo kosaki belebe sakaya. Vekorabo kosiki rabolo kosataya. Mekorabo koseketelebe. Zeki rabolo boko sakapa. Levoko sikira boko sakata. Zefodolo boko sakira boko.
The word is a seed. When planted and watered, grows to be great. You can be anything you want. Can achieve all your dreams if you only believe. The word of God is here today, coming right at you. Would you believe it? Dare to receive. In a world where there's seasons, to shine again. In a world where there's seasons and times, this is your season. It's time to shine again. You may be down, maybe discouraged. It will come to pass. Be strong. Be encouraged. It's only for a while. The word of God is here today, working inside of you. To receive.